This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And America's truckers, you're getting it done. We appreciate you getting that job done, the long-haul truckers out there. And by the way, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, you can find us at The Captain's America. And on Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that are over there. And somebody asked me last hour, they're not able to hear the show where they're at. Okay, they're on the internet, so go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, click on that Listen Live logo link, dead center of the page. You'll hear the live show there right now streaming, as it's going out through the satellite. And you also will be able to hear the show on a loop. When it's over, every 4 hours, it refreshes and plays the whole show all over again. So there you go. Now, let's get with our number two, and let's go over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we definitely emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the FBI has stepped up, as they said they would, and they are now investigating the Andrew Brown Jr. Shooting incident. Now, again, this guy was no angel, correct?
Well, we understand he had a rap sheet that is being described as 180 pages long.
He had a 30-year record of arrests.
That's right.
Long past being a career criminal.
That's right. We understand one of the reasons that they were trying to bring him into custody was they had an informant. This had been a long, ongoing investigation, because they knew that he was deep into criminal activity.
He was a drug dealer.
Right.
Big-time drug dealer. Yep. And it is what it is. Now, the other thing is the independent autopsy revealed a fatal gunshot yesterday to the back of the head. And they you know, were calling that an assassination, a murder by the police to do that. But then again, when you're trying to take somebody down who has a weapon of some sort, and this individual did, by the way, then, you know, that's what happens.
Well, we know that the body cam footage exists.
We've seen part of it.
We've seen part of it, and we know that we'll be able to, I think, see more of it. But of course, as you mentioned, the narrative and certainly what some of the family members are saying, and others in the area are saying, that this was an execution, that this individual was executed. The autopsy report, of course, lists the shot to the back of the head. And so there's a lot of these facts coming out, but we're going to have to see where those facts lead. Was he running? Was he facing the opposite direction? Did he turn his head while he was being fired upon? We don't know. But that's again why we need to reserve judgment. We need to find out exactly what happened, and that's the way our system works. Just like we saw in Minneapolis, Captain. You know what should be happening right now is cooler heads to prevail, and we get all the facts, and we move on from there. That's what needs to be happening.
Well, what we should have heard in Minneapolis was the system works.
Right.
There you go. Now you have to wait for the sentencing, whatever, which I think is going to be now, I've been told, in June. Is
in
that
June.
Right?
It looks like it's been pushed back, I think, to June 25th in that area, yes.
Yeah, okay, and I get that, so there you go. Now, the other thing is Senator Lindsey Graham has said that he is just not impressed by Joe Biden's first 100 days. And he said that Russia and China are already pushing him around. Well, that's the understatement of the year. Add to it Iran.
Well, that is the understatement of the year. We'll look back at these first 100 days, which typically the first 100 days, as you know, is when a lot of stuff gets done. It's one of the most important parts of any presidency. But, Captain, this is going to be such a missed opportunity. I think history will show that this is a major missed opportunity. We haven't seen one movement to try to unify the country as Biden and the Democrats were talking about.
And we won't.
And we won't. What we've seen is a massive move to the left. We've seen a capitulation by Joe Biden or whomever to the idea that, again, we have to go with these leftist policies, stir up trouble, stir up division, and unfortunately, all that leads into the notion that Russia, China are going to gain the upper hand, one might think, very, very soon.
Did you happen to see the press conference the GOP had at their retreat that they've got going on right now between the interaction between Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney was on full display during the press conference, the latest sign of trouble? They didn't look happy with each other. The looks they were giving each other just was not good.
No, this is, again, you have your own problems in every party, but this is getting worse, it looks like.
Yeah, and I really think there's a movement afoot to get her out of her leadership position. We'll see. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
Hello, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Mr. Announcer Guy, I will take it right away. And by the way, there's gold in that there windshield that you got. If you got a crack or a chip in it, give it an inspection today. And if you see that crack or chip, you'll get $100 dropped in the palm of your hand when you have that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield and needs, and they'll give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. So from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota to Daytona and other surrounding areas, give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. Now, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim. You'll get a brand new premium quality windshield with a guarantee, warranty on it, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain, sent you. 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what did they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, here we go. The DEA is calling the southwest border of Arizona and New Mexico major entry points for cartels amid the push to stop the spread of fentanyl, amongst other things, and human trafficking. Because there are some areas where the wall is not done, and they are actually sneaking in through there, sending large groups of people through one area and then on down the road about 20 or 30 miles, here comes the drugs sneaking across the other side.
Well, Captain, the Democrats and the left in this country have told us for a long time that walls don't work. Walls don't work. We need to build bridges, not walls.
Want to bet?
But yet, exactly, but yet here we find that where are these people coming through? The traffickers, the fentanyl, the cartels, they're coming through where there's no wall. So seems to me that the other parts of the wall are working just fine, except for these areas where there is no wall. And, of course, not trying to be too humorous about it, because this is a very, very serious thing. Can you imagine, Captain, the Biden administration, again, basically helping to create this crisis, but at the very same time, knowing what we know about the human trafficking, about bringing fentanyl into the country, that is so absolutely deadly. It's beyond us to understand why reasonable people would look at this and say, I'm not going to do anything about it. So obviously there's something weird going on.
Now, in Arizona, they are doing the recount again after a judge agreed to let it go on after hearing a Democratic challenge. And a judge hearing the challenge to voter privacy policies during the Republican-controlled Arizona Senate's recount of the 2.1 million 2020 election ballots in the county, Maricopa County, that includes Metro Phoenix, said that he's not convinced that voter secrecy is being upheld. Now, the comment came from Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Daniel Martin. It came at the end of a lengthy hearing where he also declined to extend a previous judge's order that auditors hired by the Senate majority comply with state voter privacy laws, at least until he hears more at a hearing this coming Wednesday. Now, Judge Martin said, and I quote, I will share with you, I'm not at all persuaded yet that there is a showing that the rights of the voters of Maricopa County are being protected. Now, I think that we will be in touch about this next week, and we address the policies and procedures as to whether or not they can be withheld from public view. By the way, the Arizona Democratic Party and the lone Democrat on the GOP-controlled Maricopa County Board of Supervisors sued the state Senate and the county and the contractor overseeing the election audit, and that's Cyber Ninjas is the name of that one, and that all got thrown out. So they're full speed ahead doing what they're doing. And it looks as if there may be something to what they're finding, but we just don't know yet.
Well, that's right. We don't know yet, but this is one of the reasons why having a forensic examination, basically, will help to show what happened. And, again, the American people are fine with any election result because that's inherent in our system. But if you can't trust it, or if you've got a lot of people out there who don't trust it because of this or that, because of the weird things that we saw going on, well, then that does not bode well for the next election. So it's really, there's nothing more American than making sure everything was done correctly.
Now, we're hearing a lot about gun laws and changes and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff. And there's a poll that's come out, a Rasmussen Reports national poll, that says nearly half of the voters believe America needs stricter gun control laws. But a majority believes that stricter enforcement of existing gun laws will do more to reduce violence.
Well, sure. I mean, there are how many thousands of gun laws all across? Yeah. So, again, what we typically find, and a lot of times what will happen is the legislatures will simply say, oh, there was this story, this incident. We need some new laws, or we need this and that. But yet at the same time, though, if the existing laws are there, but yet we still see that criminals are obtaining guns either through some other kind of means or whatever it is because of non-enforcement, well, then, you know, that's the first place to start. And you're right. Most people believe in the Second Amendment. They believe in the right to protect themselves. They don't think criminals should get guns, but yet we're not doing enough already. We don't need more laws. We need to enforce the law.
Well, criminals will always be able to find a way to get a gun, but law-abiding citizens will get guns legally in the way that they're supposed to, and they shouldn't have to pay the price because some criminals are getting away with some things that they shouldn't be able to. I mean, law-abiding people should continue to be able to do what they're doing.
Well, right, but yet what happens is the left and the Democrat Party elite. They demonize law-abiding gun owners. Who are safe, who are responsible, who have training, who are, you know, treat their guns with respect because they know what they're capable of. But yet demonizing the law-abiding folks is not the way to go about cleaning up the problems that we have, but it is a way of getting guns out of people's hands, and that's, again, what the agenda is, most unfortunately.
Now, would it surprise you if I told you that the CNN is not showing any reports about John Kerry and his latest problem? They're ignoring it altogether, while they are instead of doing stories like the firing of a North Carolina councilman for white privilege?
Well, of course. Well, they're going to keep doing exactly what they've been doing. They just don't have Trump around to have him be sort of the catalyst for all the stuff. But yeah, their proclivities didn't change just because Trump's no longer in the Oval Office.
Yeah, and I got a good one for you here. Imagine this one. Math just doesn't add up. Joe Biden made a false claim about the COVID vaccinations under Trump, and said that they had 215 million under his watch and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. No, they haven't. No, they haven't. They've had 115 million under his watch because the first 100 million was set up and in place by Donald Trump.
Well, sure. I mean, and again, I don't know how many times maybe the president's had to be reminded, you know, you got your vaccination back in December, remember? It was a December to remember because you got your vaccination then. And
And who was the president?
Well, Donald Trump.
Thank you.
That's right. And so again, this kind of a thing that's going on where they literally want to erase any good thing that Donald Trump did, and he did a lot of good things, we know that. But it's as if pretending like it didn't exist only insofar as that they want to tell lies about Donald Trump, this kind of thing, is really disingenuous in the best possible way. Then.
And one police department in America in a Democratic-led state is in dire straits right now, struggling to recruit as crime is skyrocketing. Murders are way out of sight, 700% up this year alone. What city is that in, and what state is that in?
I think it's Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. And for the people in California that are moving to Oregon, good luck with that one.
Well, you know, we're seeing, if you look at the map and you see where these spikes are and so forth, it's literally terrifying. The society can't hold if you're going to have these kinds of problems where you don't see any end in sight because the police are leaving or they're being defunded.
Yep. All right. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and myself, by the way, Bitcoin is something that you heard me talk about with Chris Markowski. We're going to tell you about an NFL player that's getting his salary in Bitcoin. Would you hear this one?
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense,
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will address a joint session of Congress Wednesday night where he's expected to unveil details of his American Families Plan. Biden will reportedly call for free preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds, with federal funds assisting states in offering the pre-K. The proposal is one piece of his more than $1 trillion plan that is focused on education, childcare, and health care. The president is also expected to propose a hike in the capital gains tax rate to pay for his plan. And the president has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas and the third largest sheriff department in the country. Gonzalez has been a vocal critic of the previous administration's immigration policies, pulling his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch with me, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, and we're talking with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Right now, we're going to tell you about the stem cell patch that is taking the country by style right now because a lot of people are using this. I've used it myself when I've been in some intense pain, so give it a listen to this one.
Hi, folks. It's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
There you go, and check that out. All right, well, let's bring Kyle Warren back into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, Bitcoin is the future, apparently, of where the country and the world may be going in a lot of different circles. Now, the Chiefs ballplayer, Seth Colton, became the first NFL player to convert his 2021 salary into the cryptocurrency. Tell us about that.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he's the tight end, Sean Colkin, for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's $920,000 in salary. He's going to convert it all, as you said, into Bitcoin. He's saying that he believes that that's the future. He put out a tweet, said, "I believe Bitcoin is the future of finance. I want to prove that I have real skin in the game, not just trying to make a quick buck. he says. So again, it does say, by the way, evidently it's going to be treated as taxable income and so forth. He's receiving U.S. dollars. Taxes are going to be taken out. And then he says, I'm taking everything less and automatically, instantaneously converting it to Bitcoin. Wow. Well, I mean, it's much as we can find out about Bitcoin and what it could possibly do, it seems that it's volatile in the grand sense.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, and that's the problem. It goes up and it goes down dramatically, and I really kind of shake my head a little bit. I mean, I'd rather know I'm doing something different than that, but that's just me. Fox News is dominating the ratings right now, especially during April. MSNBC and CNN together can't keep up with Tucker Carlson tonight and his program. It is the most watched cable news show.
Well, that's exactly right, and Tucker is, I think, really. I mean, it's like when they say, you know, don't go there. No, I think he's going there almost every night, and he's gaining a lot more audience as a result of that, because he's really not pulling any punches, and so I think that people are finding that very refreshing.
Well, yeah, I suppose, but the other thing is that he is a smart young man, and I can remember him when he got his start, and let's see, was it Daily Caller? Is that where he was, I think?
Yeah, I seem to remember seeing him. Wasn't he on Crossfire and stuff back in the early days and everything? No, you're right. No, he's very smart. He's very quick and clever as well, and he has a way of encapsulating things. And but again, I think that especially post Trump, the post Trump presidency, and what we're seeing the Democrats doing, his show, much like your own, is telling it like it is, and I think that's what people want to hear.
Yeah. Now, are you ready for a circle back report?
Yeah, Roger that. Circle back.
Get everybody back down in the basement there where they came out of. But the thing of it is Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the Greek Jen Psaki, has finally come out and told us why Kamala Harris isn't going to the border.
Right. Well, evidently she's working on a bunch of other stuff or something like that.
No. She has not blamed, or she's not gone to the border because of the coronavirus risk. And she's not going to the border because of the risk of coronavirus. Now she's gone 34 days without a press conference since taking the role as the person in charge of the border.
Well, wait a minute. Correct me if I'm wrong. Hasn't the Vice President of the United States of America been vaccinated for coronavirus?
As a matter of fact, yes.
I think everybody around her and all the protection and they'd all be vaccinated.
Yep. And what did we say about being vaccinated? Part of it?
Well, yeah. Well, that means that you can go outside without a mask, or you could be close to other people without a mask, and this kind of stuff. I mean, that's just a really, it's obviously just an excuse. They're trying to continue to play this up as much as possible, because the last thing in the world, the very last thing they want Kamala Harris to do is go to the border.
Now, both Republicans and Democrats have said they would oppose aid to Afghanistan if the rights of Afghan women and girls are not protected in any peace agreement with the Taliban, and it's not preserved after the U.S. troops go home. Do you think for one second the Taliban would agree to ensuring the rights of girls and women?
No, and if they did, it would be a lie, and it wouldn't be worth the paper it was printed on.
Right, and we'd find out about the tortures, and we'd find out about the executions on down the line after it all happened.
That's right. I mean, this is world views in collision, basically. And again, what the Taliban were like prior to 9/11, by the way, was horrendously bad. Imagine what it will be like if they feel like nothing ever will happen to us again. We're going to do our thing. I mean, it's just the long and the short of it.
Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention yesterday announced loosening, of course, the mask guidelines for outdoor settings. These rollbacks will be especially pronounced for fully vaccinated people who can now dine at outdoor restaurants with friends without any precautions and attend crowded events such as concerts and sporting events, provided they're wearing masks. Now, meanwhile, fully vaccinated Americans will be allowed to travel in Europe. Remember I told you about the COVID passport?
That's right. Yep.
I told you that if you wanted to go overseas or you wanted to start traveling, you were going to have the shot, and you were going to have this card that you were going to be carrying with you. I told you that was all part of the thing, and now we're starting to find out that, yep, if you want to go to Europe, guess what? You better have the shots.
That's exactly right. And then that will, I think, begin to translate into other things that are more mundane than maybe going to Europe, but to ride on a domestic carrier, for example,
sure,
or to get on a bus. I saw a bus on the street the other day, and its sign said, no mask, no ride. I mean, they mandate masks for that kind of thing, but once vaccinations are widespread, more widespread than they are now, then that could become as well the standard. Do you want to come
you
to
saw
our
that,
restaurant?
You saw that on a bus?
Saw it on a bus, that's right. Well, not the vaccination, but just the fact that they will mandate such a thing. If you can't take a bus ride without a mask.
Yeah, well, our buses down here say mask required.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so there you go. Now, we mentioned about Arizona, but just to touch base on that again, Democrats are fighting for an audit of Arizona's election results, that not only the admission of using the terms unconstitutional election process, it also shows the Democratic Party has gone absolutely insane with what they're doing, because they don't want anybody auditing anything in Arizona.
Well, no, and again, this is one of the things. If you were trying to audit a company and they didn't want to, and it was a public company, or this kind of, they didn't want you to look at the books, you know, well, then what are they hiding? You know, that kind of thing. It's the same exact kind of situation here. They wanted it all sort of done away with. And again, if Joe Biden won, then fine. And the audits should show that. If they don't want that kind of confidence in the election system, well, they better stop preaching to us about how they're saving our democracy and all this kind of stuff, because it's just a lot of hogwash then.
Well, they're very much afraid that somebody's going to find something, and then but again, it doesn't mean anything because the election's been certified. They can't change it, but all they can do is make it harder for them to do whatever they did again when they find out what it is that they did to begin with.
Well, that's right. And it would also continue to generate an even bigger tsunami against them in 2022 and 2024.
Yeah, true. And we'll see, again, where all that goes, because, again, based on what happens to the economy, based on what happens to taxes, based on what happens to the price of gasoline and food, it could be a long winter for the Democrats.
Right. Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to let Ron take us to break this time. So here's Ron Edwards.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, with your husband at the Double D Ranch. Check them out up there in Carrollton. They stable horses there, and they also teach Western and equestrian riding there. And they're up the road just a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, the big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, let's not forget that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J, pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And then while you're there, become a member of the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the stuff you buy in the trucker's store, too. All righty, here we go. This is something that has we haven't played in a while. This is Robert Palmer and one of his great classics.
Typical.
righty, Robert Palmer, Simply Irresistible. Kyle, when was that rolling around?
That was, I think, 1988, and it came on the heels of his 85 album, which had the other hit, Addicted to Love, back then.
How on earth did they get all those girls that are in that video to look the same way?
Well, I think that was... I seem to recall one story about that. The makeup person that put them all and basically did the same thing to all the young women there, and it just all of a sudden created this iconic happening of that video. It was absolutely off the charts back in the day.
All righty, well, here we go. Severe thunderstorms may produce damaging wind gusts, large hail, and isolated tornadoes today, all through Wednesday into Thursday, primarily across the central and southern plains. Now, critical fire weather conditions are forecast today over the southern high plains and a portion of New England, with excessive rainfall, which may produce areas of flash and river flooding today from Texas all the way into the Midwest. And Kyle, what's going on?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, if you're not in the Denver, Boulder, or Fort Collins area, or in the Cheyenne or Laramie areas tonight, or Elk Mountain, you've got pretty smooth sailing all throughout the West. But in the Fort Collins and Denver area, we do have a winter storm warning going on there. Looks like you could have some heavy snow in the higher elevations. Also, on Colorado Route 72, there's a near mile marker 32, in the canyon area, the Nederland area, we understand. There's a massive rock slide. They should have that cleared off the road, hopefully sometime today on Wednesday. But otherwise, you've got a winter storm warning in the Denver area, Fort Collins, and that stretches on down towards Colorado Springs.
Well, now, we've got a little something going on in South Dakota right now, about the middle of South Dakota. A little unsettled weather there could have something just going, being stirred up here with winds and possibly even some rainy weather during the course of the day later on. But right now, the problem is from Pecos, Texas, all the way to Wichita Falls, which is traditionally known as Hurricane Alley, and then... Tornado Alley, Hurricane Alley. Listen to me, I got hurricanes in my mind because I'm living in Florida. But you've got thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm warnings through there. You've got flood warnings and watches through there. You've also got rain all the way across the eastern half of Oklahoma, I-35 straight north up to the Kansas line. And then if you're coming out of Oklahoma City on I-44, you're going to be in rain all the way to St. Louis, all the way to Effingham, and all the way to where 64 goes out and goes east into Kentucky. So you're going to have rain that far. And it looks like as if we have some weather right now to the south down the Mississippi River Basin coming out of Oklahoma down into the southwestern corner of Arkansas, the northeastern corner of Texas to include Longview, Texas on I-20 all the way across over towards Shreveport. We've got rain and looks like some flooding possibilities in there too. So be advised of that. Now, there is also some weather. It looks like down in the Key West area, we have some windy conditions down there. So it'll be a little windy down there today. And then we also, by the way, have got some wind gusts south of Houston on down towards Galveston right now. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And we're going to go right from the frying pan into the fire, so to speak, because here comes Denise Simon. And we had this little situation with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and their gunboats again. But it looked like, and I could be wrong because I was talking about this with some of my military pals, it looked like as if there were three of these gunboats that came out in the dark approaching a Coast Guard cutter, which was running by itself. Now, it had some help over the horizon that the IRGC didn't know about. We had one of our Navy ships that was back there that came steaming full speed ahead when all this stuff started going down. But you don't suppose they were trying to capture that Coast Guard cutter, do you?
No.
Well, they sure did not hear the warning getting too close, and as a result, they had, what, 3-4 shots fired across their bows?
Yeah, 3 of them.
And it wasn't just a Coast Guard cutter doing the shooting.
It actually was a Navy ship that was doing it, not the Coast Guard cutter. But,
correct. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. They had a little surprise that they didn't realize it was going to be there for some reason. They, I guess they hadn't planned on seeing the Navy, and there they were, one of our destroyers.
Well, they knew. They clearly knew. They're just playing cowboys. And, you know, as soon as, you know, some warning shots went across the sky, they bailed out.
They beat feet and took off.
Mm-hmm.
So my next question is, what is the whole purpose of that?
Well, I mean, they are just, again, they're just playing cowboys. They're just showing that, you know, that they think they're tough guys. And it's a fun thing for them, I guess.
Well, actually, I think they're trying to embarrass the United States and show Joe Biden up again for the guy that he is. And maybe they were trying to take a little pressure off the John Kerry story, too. Who knows?
Well, look, I think they're trying to provoke something, too. And,
yeah.
You know, we are kind of used to this activity. And so, you know, we take extreme caution in all of this, as we should. And Iran's giving us more and more and more reasons not to trust them. So why would you want to be in nuclear talks with them?
Yep, exactly. All right, hold that fort. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be back right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.